I'd like to read some verses this morning from Mark's Gospel and chapter 4. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. Reading from verse number 33. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 33. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's all I wish to read, and we pray the Lord will bless the public reading of Holy Scriptures again this morning. I have been asking myself this past few days, as I looked at this passage, what man am I? Either a man of faith or a man of fears. And I think we could all do well to ask this morning, brethren and sisters, what am I? Man of faith? Woman of faith? Or a man of fears? Or a woman of fears? You see, in verse 40, the Lord said to the disciples, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? There's the two options today. Got to be one or the other. Either a man or a woman of faith, or a man or a woman of fear. So fearful, no faith, is what the Lord had to say about his disciples. I wonder if that had been put to the disciples before they left the shore of Galilee, I wonder what they would have said. Certainly each and every one of us would like to, we would be inclined to, our first answer would be, surely fear. But if you stop for a moment and think about it, I'm not so sure I can readily be quickly to answer wholeheartedly, unequivocally, a man of faith. I think the disciples would have boasted, men of faith. I think what maybe led me to this passage during the week was storm warnings. We were listening recently to storm warning. And we seem to hear a lot about storm warnings in these days and the different categories. And we had a recent one that was categorized an amber warning, a storm warning. But as God's people, you know, we would do well at maybe any time to look again and consider and in need of a storm warning. Because as believers, we can be sure of this, that we'll face storms in life. One has said our greatest difficulties are not so much those things around us, but within us. Our problem is not so much the problem we might face, but the manner in which we face the problem. So I ask this morning, and I ask you to ask yourself this morning, do we have faith or fears, doubts and anxieties? The disciples feared. Not so much the storm that's about us, but the unbelief that was within them. The raging sea, you see, is a picture of the storms of life through which all believers are called to pass. The Lord will test our faith. Remember back in Genesis 22, God did test Abraham. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom I lovest. Get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him there in a place that I will tell thee of. Faith tested in the storms of life. But this passage teaches us very clearly, I believe, that the Lord can be trusted in every storm of life. And this morning, whoever you are here this morning, you'll face a storm in life. Maybe you're in one this morning. Maybe you're facing a storm right now, going through a storm. Maybe you're a little younger and just don't grasp what I'm getting at this morning. Well, if you've never faced a storm, be sure of this. You'll face one. And you'll meet them in your Christian experience. And we all have storms in life to face and meet. Believers are called to pass through the storms of life. And the answer to that question that I've been posing, faith or fear? Well, you can't really answer it until you're put to the test. And it's the test that will tell just where you fall today. You see, the setting here that we have read this morning, I read those verses where the Lord has been teaching by parables, and it seems that he was teaching all day. The beginning of the chapter tells us that he began to teach by the seaside a great multitude, and he had entered into the ship, and from the ship he has been teaching those on the shore. And then the evening time has come. So he's been teaching them all day. The disciples he has been teaching by parable, but then it also says that he expounded all things to his disciples. He's been teaching them. They had a head knowledge. He's been teaching them and they had all the theory. They've been in the classroom. But it's when they launch out to cross over to the other side that they move into a more practical experience. They're in from the classroom to the laboratory. Going to test them now. Just going to see how much they've learned now. This is a lesson in faith. Can the Lord be trusted in the most threatening of circumstances? How are the disciples going to react? Now, Jesus has taught the disciples. Faith comes by receiving the word of God and into an understanding heart. And Paul says in Romans 10 that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and they've heard it. Do they understand it? He's going to put them through a number of examinations, and here's one of them, just to see how much they've learned. Someone has said it is in the tests of life that our faith really grows. We used to sing in Sunday school to the boys and girls, faith is just believing what God says he will do. It sounds very simple. Yet why is it that so many believers fail? Yes, and why is it even some of the most experienced believers fail when the test comes? It's either faith or its fears. But I believe that this passage can be a great comfort to God's people in that we can see that the Lord can be trusted in the various and all the storms of life. Cast all your care upon him this morning. Why should my heart then be distressed by dread of future ills? Or why should unbelieving fear my trembling spirit fill? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to suggest to you this morning that we should take comfort in knowing that the Lord knows all about it, the storm that you're in today. Or whatever storm in life that you might face, I think we can take great heart and comfort in knowing that the Lord knows all about it. He says to the disciples, verse 35 in our reading, let us pass over unto the other side. He allowed it. He knows what lies ahead. He's setting out the test now. Some people think and get it into their head when something goes wrong in life that they're not on the narrow path, that they must have lost their way somewhere, that they're not where they ought to be, that they're traveling afar off, or you're not necessarily away from God to be in the storm of life. Here, the disciples, they're very much in the Lord's will because he asks them to pass over onto the other side, and they go. It's the Lord's will to go, and they're going. The Lord knows all about it. In the storms of life, he knows all about the storm you're in. But I think I do well to remember this, that he's with you in it. The Lord's also with you in it. And that was the experience of these disciples. The Lord was with them in it. It says in verse 38:6, he was in the ship. It says again in verse 38 that he was in the hinder part of the ship. He's very much with them. He's asleep in the hinder part of the ship. Then it says there arose a great storm. The waves beat upon the ship. It's now full. There's pandemonium all around now. The disciples are afraid. The waves are beating in and it's taking on water. What an object lesson it was that the Lord was asleep. The Lord was asleep. Can you imagine that? Someone has said that a mother, the rain could be crashing on the windows and the storm could be howling, the wind blowing and the thunder roaring, and a mother's sleeping. Yet the faintest of rustles from the cot and mother's awake. Isn't that so very true? And here's the Lord. And there's a great storm. And the waves are beating on the ship. And it's taking on board water. And these experienced fishermen, there's pandemonium and fear. He sleeps. Yes, he sleeps until they call upon him. He sleeps, but his heart was awake. We have here a picture of his humanity. The Lord sleeps. But then in a moment or two, we have an example and reaffirmment of his deity when he speaks to the wind and to the sea. I wonder how long it was before they awoke him. I wonder in the storm, did they try themselves to handle the ship? I wonder, did they try to deal with the problem themselves before they had to recognize that they needed him? I think that is how it is for so many of God's people. So many times we try to deal with the problem ourselves in the storms of life before we turn to him. The Lord can be trusted this morning. The Lord can be trusted in the storms of life. He knows all about it. Your circumstances right now, the difficulties you face, take heart this morning that the Lord knows. Thy Lord is near. He knows. He knows all about it, and he's with us in it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Take heart this morning, believer, that the Lord has the power to defeat it. What a marvelous story this is, you know. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The boisterous sea, the storm, the wind, the waves. Note the movement in the passage. Verse 37, there arose a great storm. The storm arose. Verse 39, and he arose. You know what happened in between? Prayer arose. There arose a great storm. It was beating in the ship. And the disciples, verse 38, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose. He had the power to defeat it. Notice something wonderful. He rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, and the wind ceased, and the sea calmed. There was a great calm. To the wind he said, that's enough. To the sea he just said, settle yourself. And there was a great calm. Experienced fishermen, experts on the water and boats and ships, they'd never seen this before. The storm ceased immediately. The waters calmed immediately. Those of us, a few of us living around the loch would know that the water of Loch Ness is greatly influenced by the storm. And when the storm passes, the waters for some days take a while to calm down again. But when the Lord spoke to the sea, there was a calm. And the fishermen, they marveled. He has the power to overcome the storm this morning. Whatever storm you're facing, he overcomes. Seek him. Look to him. Don't try to work it out for yourself. Make sure you take it to the Lord in prayer. The storm arose. Prayer arose. Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose. The wind ceased, and the sea calmed. Similar language in Psalm 107. Great storm. They're in the depths. They're way lifted up, and then they're brought down again. Description of a great storm. It says they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them through, and he brought them to their desired haven. I like that. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. They called upon God. He brought them through to their desired haven. He'll bring us through, you know. In the storms of life, he knows all about it. In the storms of life, he'll be with us in it. In the storms of life, he has the power to defeat it. He's omniscient. He knows. He's omnipresent. He's with us. He's omnipotent. He has the power to defeat it. And he'll bring us through it. Verse 40, he asks the question, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So quickly it seems that they had forgotten his word. They had it in their head, but that seems to be as far as it got. He redirects their fears. In verse 40, why are you so fearful? How come you no faith? In verse 41, they feared exceedingly. You say to me this morning, they're still fearing. They're fearing in verse 40. Then it says they feared exceedingly in verse 41. In the original text, the word fearful in verse 40 and the word fearful, feared in 41 are two different words. In verse 40, the word is used of a cowardly faith. They were man-fearing. They were storm-fearing. But it says that these men, they marveled and they exclaimed, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? It says they feared exceedingly. But that word fear is a different word. It's a reverential fear. There's something that they have learned in the storm. They have learned something of the Savior. They've learned something of the Lord. They've recognized that he is the one. He is the creator of all things. They recognize that he is the creator. He has revealed himself in this miracle. Something of the power of him as creator over his creation. Creation heard the creator's voice when he said, be still. And there was a great calm. It took the disciples a while to learn that. I suggest this morning it takes us all a while to learn these lessons. He brings them through it. Yes, they feared man. They feared the storm. Yet he had said, let's cross over. If only they had grasped his word. At the outset, the Lord says, we're going over. If the Lord says, we're going over, is there anything set to stop him? Some say this may have been a satanical storm. Is the Lord going to be defeated? Is there anything too hard for the Lord in the storm of life? We seek his face, look to him. He brings us through. The beginning of the gospel talks about it being the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This morning we do well to get our eyes off the storm and to turn our eyes upon him. So often in life we get taken up with our circumstances and lose sight of him. Let's look to the Lord. The storms of life are raging, and they will rage. Tempest wild on sea and land, but I will seek a place of refuge in the shadow of God's hand. Enemies may strive to injure, Satan all his arts employ, but God will turn what seems to harm me into everlasting joy. Though he may send some affliction, 'twill but make me long for home. For in love and not in anger, all his chastenings will come. So while here the cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild, Jesus for my soul is caring. Naught can harm his Father's child. He will hide me. He will hide me where no harm can e'er betide me. He will hide me, safely hide me in the shadow of God's hand. I trust this morning as you face the storms of life that you'll be quick to learn, not like the disciples, slow to learn, quick to learn. Seek the Lord's face. Recognize the Lord knows your way and the way that you take. He knows all about it. He's with us in it. He has the power to help us defeat it, to overcome it, and he'll bring us through it. Let's sing this morning, nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart, draw me, my Savior. So precious thou art. Fold me, O fold me, close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Let's stand to sing, please. Father, we thank thee that we can truly say this morning, the Lord's our rock, in him we hide, shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Our Father, we pray, thou knowest each heart this morning, thou knowest where we are in the road of life. We pray indeed truly that we might grasp something of thy truth again today, and recognize that in thee we have one that sticketh closer than a brother. And our Father, we thank thee for the dark one who's concerned with every aspect and every detail of our lives. Thou knowest all about us, where we are in the road of life. Thou knowest the doubts and the fears and the difficulties that we all experience. Our Father, we pray that thou wilt help us build ourselves up in our most holy faith. We pray that we might truly be men and women of God, men and women of faith, with our foundations firm and soundly laid in thy word. And our Father, we pray truly that we might seek thee and know that thou art with us in each step of the journey. So bless us, we pray, bless each heart today and each head bowed in thy presence, all homes represented. Our Father, we pray for those that must leave us just now, that thou will bless them. Be with those of us that remain. We ask these things in our Saviour's precious name. Amen.